This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Wait a minute.
He's been franchising mustaches to people.
The Iron Man?
Yes.
Hyper RPG. Welcome to our crazy corner of the internet where anything is possible with your participation. Anyway. This is a special one-off of the Goblin Quest RPG with our special guests, Cameron Rice.
Yo!
Malika Lim.
Yes!
Doc, is it Roosh? Rush?
Just Doc.
Doc! I mean,
that
just
works.
Doc.
That
just
works.
Fucking Doc. And some asshole Doc. At the end of the table over there. That's our DM, Ryan. We love him. Hi, Ryan. And if you'd like to know about a little bit of the loot crate, as that is where Doc is from, the theme for this month is teamwork. Sign-up deadline is July 27th at 9 p.m. Pacific.
19th.
What's that?
The 19th.
19th. Oh, I'm full of shit then. And then franchises are Mass Effect, Banjo-Kazooie, ooh, Altered Beast, and Super Mario Brothers.
Ooh.
And tomorrow, make sure you tune in for the game of Pacifist D&D. What's the point? No, just kidding. With the Hyper Crew as players and GM Eric Reichhardt, a gang of heroes use their words to persuade the bad guys to calm down. That'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's very zen.
That's
I kinda like
my
that. That's
kind
nice.
Of D&D game.
Yeah.
Calm down,
you'd love us to not kill somebody, wouldn't you? And then make sure you get all updates by joining the Hyper RPG Discord. Link is in the chat. And hang out and enjoy this show. Mm. So let's start. Before we introduce your quest, we shall introduce your clutches, which are your goblin family. So for this RPG, everyone has a clutch of goblins because they die very, very easily. So once one dies, the next one takes their place. Everyone has five. Once the five are gone, they're toast. Just dead.
What?
And we'll start with you, Cameron. We'll work our way down the line.
Oh, cool. So my family name is the Bungle, the Bungle Clan.
Bungles of Fun?
Bungles of Fun.
Cool.
And we have the five that are known as Deer, Carl, Marcus, Pete, and Sam. Sam Bungle.
I like that. Very, very quaint. Mm-hmm. Seems fun. What's your heirloom and your special abilities?
Well, my heirloom is big old boogies. That's been passed down from family member to family member.
Is it big old boogies?
Big old granny boogies. it's a matriarchal society for the Bungles, and they pass down the grandma boogies.
That's
so that's their family heirloom. Their expertise is they can sleep anywhere: back of a bus, boxcar, pile of hay. The Bungles, they can sleep there. And their quirk is that they blink a lot.
On to the Blix family.
Yes, I'm the Blix family. My wife is Yag. Our children are Styx, Clix, and Glix. My expertise is that I make other goblins think I'm smart. Our quirk is that we serve the Lord of Darkness. My dream is to become the Lord of Darkness. And our ancestral heirloom is a single unicorn eyelash.
Aww.
Did you get it off the pillow?
On to Doc.
I am from the clutch Cobblestone.
Mm-hmm.
Our expertise is climbing trees. Our quirk is every member of the family is missing some body part. The names of the five are Uni, Krusty, Lorne's, and Frank. And our ancestral heirloom is the Luminous Bag of St. Plastica.
Wonderful. On to you, Mr. Ryan.
Yes, my clan's name is
Ben. Oh, for fuck's sake, go ahead.
Man, good luck maintaining that voice for 2 hours.
I've done that a lot. My clutch's name is Man Stew. Our expertise is at Crooks.
Man Stew?
Man Stew.
Man Stew. Okay, go on.
Okay. My first clutch.
My favorite club.
Is a Monaco. And I have a Monaco.
I'm so proud of you.
And my other one is Snart. He's got a very big nose. The other one is Half. Half of his body is not deformed, so it's like all up here. The other one is Mop because of his hair. It's just ridiculous. And the other one is Beak because his nose is so big it drapes over his mouth.
Lovely. That's quite a voice. Okay, so time! Time for your quest. The wizards love their entertainment. Now you grew up in the pits. You know you're basically born and bred to die for the war, the Great War. But you're also sometimes born and bred for entertainment of those higher-ups. Oh. Now, the main thing that you have been signed up for is you have been collected to start your own footy team. And it is your job to defeat the orcs in a game of footy. Now, you all know you have no chance. No chance whatsoever. The first thing that you have to do, you know you can't defeat an orc on your own in a game of footy. But you also know in order to play footy, you have to collect fresh hobgoblin heads because they are used as the balls. And then in order to get the hobgoblin things, because you also don't really stand a chance against them, you have to first get yourselves some steeds. I'm doing this backwards. I'm going to go down the line in a second. Sorry, kiddos. So you're going to need your steeds to fight the hobgoblins to then play against the thing. So, task one, steal steeds. Stage one will be break into the wizard's tower. Stage two will be find a way into the menagerie. Stage three will be escape on your animal mounts. And on to task two. Task two will be to collect the hobgoblin heads. Stage one of that will be to bluff your way into the hobgoblin bureaucracy building. Stage two will be to measure the heads of middle managers, because they obviously have the biggest heads. Stage three will be to collect three fresh footy balls, also known as those heads. You have to take them with you. Task three, win the game! Stage one will be to distract the referee. Stage two will be to make a goal or cheat. And stage three will be to win the game or destroy the opposition.
That's good.
Wonderful. Now, did anyone miss anything?
A lot. But that's like...
You currently speak faster than I can write down.
I'm known for that. I apologize. Well, let me know if you need to know another one. But let's move on. Let's start with task one. All right? So stage one, we're going to find our misfortune.
What does she look like?
I thought it was break into the wizard tower.
What's that? Well, first we have to find a misfortune for this stage. There's going to be something terrible that happens that's going to get in your way.
Of course!
And all of this, initially, will start with a difficulty of three in this round, but then the misfortune will make something difficult. Oh. All right, so your difficulty here will be a badger arrives hungry for food, and you can add two to the difficulty of this scene.
How big of a badger are we talking about?
You shall find out.
Oh!
All right, so you know that the Wizard's Tower is somewhere to the north from the pits, and you're all traveling together.
What's up, Merch?
All right, everybody, we gotta get this okay. Game. What?
Yeah. Huh?
What? We're gonna play this game, everybody. I'm excited. We got some things we gotta do first. We cannot just jump up on that field.
Let's go get the heads, right?
Well, first, we're gonna have to break into the wizard's tower.
Oh, goodness.
Are we getting a wizard head?
Yeah, let's kill the wizard.
Would that be advantageous to us as a team?
If you would like to turn the wizard into a steed, perhaps. It's played somewhat like polo.
No, goblins, we shall use the wizard to convert things into steeds.
Oh.
Okay. Like you, for example.
Can it be a hippo?
Can it be a hippo?
Are hippos fast?
Honestly, yeah.
And they would help us.
They will.
They're pretty quick.
And they're pretty tough.
Let me tell you, people think they're adorable. A lot of people die by hippopotami.
Oh, boy.
Very well, we shall convert this one into a hippopotamus.
But there's a menagerie of animals inside the wizard's tower.
I like making him a hippo, though.
I'm fine with it. But stage one will be to
what
actually get into the tower.
What kind of goblin wears a monocle anyway?
That's a good point. A little hippo with a monocle. That's adorable.
You found it?
Useless goblin.
It's front row.
Will you become a hippo with a monocle as well?
Oh, yeah.
Now
very
in front
well,
of you...
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
You see towering above you. It's an obsidian tower. It sparkles with magical energy. It's like black lightning all the way up. But you mostly just hear people chuckling and telling really bad jokes because the wizards don't have much to do. They control everything from there and they're bored as shit. Which is why they're having you fight to the death.
Are they evil wizards?
Oh, of course. Nothing but the best.
Then we shall get along then, right?
Well, there's also a bit of classism going on. You're bottom of the...
Hello? Hello? about?
The man's true family has a secret family heirloom weapon, the Dart of Fart. A magical dart that deals 4d6 damage as long as the user farts while they use it.
Now, each of these weapons only has 3 uses, and then they break, and you can't use them anymore. But yeah, you get a plus one as long as you're farting there, buddy.
Yeah,
oh,
which
family?
The man's family.
Oh, no. Alright, fart. Swing up the fart to get a plus one.
I didn't look at that now. In just a second.
You were telling us about the classism.
Right, so the wizards are at the top. Underneath them are the hobgoblins, which are basically your middle management types. And then there are the orcs, which are the muscle. They're basically, they call the shots on the field, and you all are just fodder. You're out there to just be in the way and make things slightly more difficult for everybody else.
Gotcha. I'm good at that.
So you feel like you would be severely punished if you were to just walk into the wizard's tower. It's like walking into a VIP break room or something like that.
I don't feel that way.
Are we dressed for success?
You are not.
We belong there.
You're wearing loincloths with some slight shit residue on them.
I have a monocle and a top hat, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's a good point. So when you roll, you'll get to roll 2 dice.
Oh. Yo, baby, they ain't gonna let us in the club if we get looking tight as shit.
All right. So the door is ahead of you. It looks like it's part of the wall, but you've seen people come in and out of it before. What do you do?
Drop your monocle.
Who's the first to enter the threshold?
I'm a child.
It sounds like Mr. Manstew over here. Got that name. wants to try the door.
Okay, I go up.
Okay, so you're gonna roll 2 dice.
Okay. I roll 2 dice. Oh, I got 2 3s.
2 3s, so that is a something bad. Something unfortunate happens in the current scene. An enemy appears, a goblin, blah, blah, blah. So basically, what's going to happen is the door opens before you can knock on it, and a wizard shows up. The next goblin who makes any rolls gets a -1 for that one, and since you rolled 2, you get to do it again. So not only does this enemy show up, you break your monocle, and your top hat, you realize, is made out of real shitty thread and just dissipates into nothingness. So the next goblin will actually get -2 to their next roll.
No. It's all the hippo's fault.
So ahead of before you, there's a wizard named Harmar, and he stands and he says, "How dare you come to my tower?"
Sir?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi. I'm dear Bungle. I've come to you because I know you like a good soccer game. Am I correct?
Oh, I love a game of footy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want it to be somewhat competitive, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Well, how would you like to help us to make that game really competitive?
Ooh, you'll have to convince me.
Ooh, boy.
So roll 1 die,
and
if there's something in your clutch or like an item or something that you feel will give you a second shot, you may use that. And don't forget, you all have your lucky ears. So you get 1 ear to begin with, and if people want to donate extra ears, that's... I didn't even go through any of those, did I? Pause! So incentives for this game. You can add a misfortune. You can add an ear for $10. You can add a cut, so you get to kill a player's goblin and give them a brand new one. And you can add a stage. So right now everything's broken down into 3 stages for each task. You can add a stage to each thing, making it more difficult. And then you can also do the weapon, which you already figured out. So there's that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Beautiful. Oh, well, sir, I think 6.
Ooh, that is a success. But we must subtract 2 from that. Because of his failure. Or his something bad, rather. So that 6 now becomes a 4. But you don't succeed, but something good happens. So something fortunate shall happen in this scene, and we'll say,
Well, I won't help you, but I won't stop you.
And he just kind of turns around and wobbles away into another direction, another room. He's not really all there. All those spells kind of empty out his noggin.
Did he leave the door open?
Yes, he did.
Ooh!
Turn down!
Yeah.
Ah, goblins, go!
Goblins, 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 goblins!
Oh, and every time we reach our goal, which I believe is 250, you're all going to have to sing a footy team battle cry song sort of thing.
Piece of cake.
All right. Wonderful. Now, you're in the tower, you're in the door itself, but the hallways and all the doors around you are still very, very locked. Everything is just one big... Like, it's one corridor, and it's hard to tell where the doors start and the walls begin.
Don't worry, I played this game. We just have to kill everyone in this hallway and one of the doors will unlock. Oh.
Makes sense.
Well?
We try doors.
What's that?
Try doors.
You try the doors?
Yes.
You try a door?
Yes.
Okay. Roll for it.
Okay. One dice?
One die, yes.
Can I use my staff of untold force?
No.
Okay. Roll six.
Well, yeah, you do. And actually, that's like a super success because you would have gotten a plus one because of his something good. Nice. So now, the door pops right open.
It wasn't even locked.
Leads into a smaller corridor. You can hear animals, but it sounds like it's still a couple rooms away. In this room, there's another wizard who's basically, he's leaning back and he's watching an orb and he's watching another footy game going on in another goblin pit somewhere. And he's just like munching on some potatoes and stuff.
Is he dressed? Is he dressed?
Yeah, he's in a robe, but it's barely on. You have to avert your gaze a little bit.
He's having a real lazy Sunday. Yeah.
He's a little goofy, so you're not sure. Oh, are those the rules?
No. Luck seems to be on the Mansu family's side. They find 5 #years.
Ooh, 5 ears. Thank you very much.
Nice.
So that's a lot of rerolls. And the thing about the ears, though, is even if you get a good roll, you have to reroll that one, too. So you're not just rerolling the bad one. You have to reroll the good one as well. And you keep whatever you get.
Makes sense.
I run full speed at the animal noises.
At the animal noises. So you run directly smack into the wall. Make a roll.
So pass this wizard.
3.
That is a something bad.
Plus,
so he
plus
hears
a 6.
What was that?
He rolled a 6 on the last one, so I would be
oh,
a
yes,
plus 2.
Oh, yes. Boom, 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 boom. That actually makes it slightly easier for you to get to where you're going. That's more of a me thing than a you thing. So that doesn't affect your roll.
Oh,
so something good does, but not a success.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So the noise you make while smashing into the wall, it finally, the guy's just like, he gets up out of his seat. He does not close his robe, unfortunately.
No!
So he's just flopping around.
You dare disturb my boots again?
And he holds up a hand, and it starts crackling with some energy.
Oh, no.
And he's staring at you. What do you do?
I go play footsie with him.
I'm trying to.
You go play footsie with him?
Are you gonna flirt with this?
Make a roll.
Nude wizard.
I got a 4.
You got a 4. Minus 1 because of his something bad. This is another something bad. The robe completely falls off. His other hand extends, and it begins crackling with another dark lightning. It's like,
you dare! You dare!
And please make a roll, both of you, because he only sees the 2 of you. Make a roll to not be hit by this shit.
Okay.
Can I try to high-five him before I roll to not be hit?
Ava, idiot.
Can you try to what?
High-five him?
Sure. Yes.
5.
4.
Minus 1.
Something good.
Shockingly, something good. So you high-five him, and it really just kind of gives you a boost. It's like drinking a cup of coffee or something like
nice.
That. And suddenly you realize that, oh, this room probably has a key in it somewhere for the next door that you need to go through. So you're somewhat enlightened. Oh.
The Blix family has an ancient hashtag weapon.
Ooh.
It is the dangerously sharp sword of slicing.
Ooh.
It would be a truly formidable weapon in the hands of skilled swordsmen. In the handles of goblin, it is more likely to be dangerous to the goblin.
So would that be a disadvantage to you, I suppose? Or minus 1 every time you use it?
The Bungo family gets a hashtag weapon. The Humongo Diachi fear this magical artifact that makes the target get younger and younger until they are a baby. It also makes them bigger and bigger. It's almost like they were replaced by a giant baby.
All right.
Hashtag stage. The key to getting to the menagerie lies with a woman named Garen Foreman, and she absolutely hates goblins.
Garen Foreman?
Karen.
It's Karen Foreman, bitches!
Karen Foreman.
Fuck you guys! Hey, where's my baby?
Hey, everybody, it's drunk Jessica Verde.
No! Oh, I know it well.
It's Karen Foreman. Hey, it's a holiday weekend. What do I do? Tell me.
Are you mic'd?
You have the key. You have the key. You're not even in the... Okay, fine. Drunk whoever, Karen, comes in the door because she's dating this wizard fella for some reason.
Makes sense.
Floppy McGee out with his robe on the ground.
Dating is a strong word.
All right.
I put his robe on.
You put his robe... Roll to put his robe on.
Don't put his robe on.
One.
Woo! You go to put his robe on, and apparently, so once you reach that, he catches your other hand and sort of completes the circuit of that dark lightning, and you take a very strong injury. You can feel that your liver is now completely cooked. You're in severe pain. So mark one of your two weapon boxes. Oh, ear. I see an ear.
I ripped my ear off.
What right. is this? This is boring.
What happened to you, Karen? Jeez.
I need an intervention.
Karen does not represent the views of this channel or anyone in Hyper RPG in any way, shape, or form.
Karen solidifies that point. She doesn't give into the views of this fucking place.
I'm sorry.
Did he apologize to me or the chat?
What is going on?
Your liver's been cooked, but you're gonna re-roll for that. Are you re-rolling, right?
Did she drop the key when she stormed out?
Or her Dos Equis?
Four.
Four. All right. So something fortunate shall happen, sir. We'll say that as you reach down to pick up the robe, you sort of disappoint Karen, because she was really happy to see her wizard lover all
that.
Just splayed out for all to see, and she's a little bit angry about it.
Like an Adonis.
Like a little plump Adonis. And she starts approaching, and you can see the key dangling out of her pocket.
I would like to take this sword that magically appeared in a corner and stab her in the heart!
Do it.
Damn.
So this sword in the hands of a goblin is going to give you...
Did you kill Karen?
We're going to find out. You're going to get a minus one for the weapon, and then a plus one for that something good. So they cancel out. So this is just a clean roll.
All right.
And if you have any items or anything that you think could help with this, you can still look at those or qualities.
I have but a single unicorn eyelash.
Maybe not in this situation.
Maybe I might add it to the fluttering eyelashes on my face.
Ooh, like as a distraction?
Perhaps a distraction that might distract lovely Karen here.
She's into women, too, so...
Oh, all right.
Blitz is a man!
Blitz is a man!
I'm going to let you do it. So remember, you have to take both results. If one's good, one's bad, you have to take both.
All right? I roll one die or two, Dungeon Master.
You'll roll two if you're using the eyelash.
One and two.
Oh, crap.
I scratch my long ear and it comes off in my hand.
Ah, so lucky, fine. Roll it.
Is that a good thing?
She gets a reroll.
A four and a two.
Okay, that's fine. I can work with that. So you managed to slice her right in the gut.
Whoa!
And viscera begins to spill out in little chunks. The intestines are kind of going out like
out?
A...
I'm happy to.
Yes, please.
Nobody asked for that!
It's like when you put a slinky down the stairs, but with guts.
Ooh, that's entertaining.
A gutsy.
It's guts.
Hashtag weapon. The cobblestone family gets the mysterious blocky diamond axe. It's great at asking questions and cleaving through anything at all, including any clothes that beholder wears. Have fun, Doc.
So, I'm
going. Am I dead?
I think so. Yeah, you're pretty much done.
Who's going to take care of that?
Someone paid good money for me to be here. Karen Zombie can show up.
Who's gonna take care of her baby?
Not her.
I grab her
grab some of Karen's organs?
So as the guts hit the ground, Blix, you step forward and you slip on it and you crack the back of your head on the obsidian floor.
I have a headache.
So you mark one of your boxes.
No. He's just suffering concussion.
Dungeon real master?
Yes.
Brain is spilling out a little bit.
I think it becomes me.
Oh, you may do so. Okay. Yes.
You can put it in my luminous bag.
She's still breathing, by the way. She's still writhing. She's still aware of everything that's happening as you do this.
Oh, Karen's still alive?
She's still alive.
I want to climb in her to be her new baby.
Oh, already? All right, we've hit.
Disgusting!
We've hit our first goblin fight song, everyone.
Goblins, goblins, art, art, art! Goblins, goblins, art, art, art! We're taking that ball, we're kicking it in the field! Goblins, goblins, art, art, art!
Verse 2!
Orcs, orcs, no, no, no! Orcs, orcs, no, no, no! They're not good at soccer, they can barely move! Orcs, orcs, no, no, no!
Fine, but the next one you gotta do better.
I was the only one who did shit! These three were staring at me!
That's a good point, that's a good point.
Anyway, I wanna climb into this dead woman's body and be her new baby! How many do I roll for it?
Let's make that one!
Cool shirt.
Five!
fuck you.
I'm gonna scream, goblins, goblins! Oi, oi, oi!
This is...
Because I get all snug.
An unfortunate success. On your way in...
And she's still alive, as noted earlier.
That's true, okay. She's alive. So she feels as...
You want me to act that out?
As you crawl inside, she screams and screams and screams, but you manage to get the key on your way up.
Sure,
so now you're nestled inside of her. I would say you can sort of control her something like a mech suit at this point.
Ooh, like I'm Krang, and you're the
like
body!
A, like a puppet!
I'm like a Krang!
Get out of here!
I can be a puppet, it's not that hard.
What?! I thought...
You were the one who divorced me! Do you
want to
make
up right now?
Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Yeah.
So
we
can do the show. You're standing in front of his camera.
Yeah, goddammit.
Go tell him how you feel.
No, he needs to tell me how he feels.
I'm good. All right, so that's what happens. You're now inside of Karen, controlling her by tugging on various... you know, diaphragms and intestines and such. Yes. Whoopee. Oh, crap.
I thought I hit my head. I didn't realize I hit that hard.
I see Karen come back to life, and I'm like, oh my god! And I throw a dart at her. I throw the dart of fart.
You do.
I do.
Okay, so you're using that and an item, so you'll roll 2 at this point.
Okay. Ooh, 6 and a 4.
6 and a 4, so that is a success. So you're trying to finish her off?
I don't know what's happening.
You really don't. So, so is it 6 and a 4, you said?
Yep.
Okay, so you throw your fart, whatever, what was it?
Fart dart.
Fart dart. So you have to fart while you throw it, otherwise you don't get to use it, sir. I didn't hear you.
I smelt it. It happened.
Wonderful. All right, so it goes directly into Karen.
What is happening?
And unfortunately, your suit powers down, sir. That was a short-lived glory.
You might be divorced because you let people treat me badly.
Save it for the lawyers.
What is your name again? Dongle?
Deer.
Dongle?
Deer Dongle.
Bongle? Deer. Did so you find some keys on that body?
I sure did, as I exited through her head. Like a pair of pants that's just a little too tight.
Or a pimple.
You sure you don't want Ace Ventura?
I got the key.
You have the key.
Oh, you're handing it to me.
You seem more like the leader type than I am. I'm a psychopath.
I would like to stick this key into some keyholes, because Blix is a man.
It's good reasoning. Good reasoning. So there are a few keyholes along the wall. There are a handful of them, so you're gonna roll, roll one for this, please.
I'm gonna bring out Gozer, you know what I mean?
I got a six.
All right, it opens. And unfortunately, there are two more cages ahead of you.
Cages? What are inside these cages?
Well, it's something like, it's like that, you know, if you take your dog for a walk and there's like the two gates before you can get into the main area. It's one of those, but there's like a whole zoo. But you can see now that there's all kinds of animals. This is the wizard's private sort of testing facility where they test out their spells on these little animals.
Dad, this is the time where we collect our noble steeds.
I thought we were going to make him a hippo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I still want to make him a hippo.
What was that last one? It was a badger, right?
A hippo is...
A badger descends from the ceiling!
Oh my god!
In our cage?
Yeah, it's found its way out of its cage, and it's huge and pissed off. This was the misfortune that I forgot to add a minute ago.
I attack it with my blocky diamond axe.
Do so. Two dice.
Two?
Yes. Mm.
Two and three.
Ooh.
But he got a plus, there was a four on the last roll, so that's a plus one, right?
Yes. So is that... That would be two, either
wait, two and a four, or a three and a three.
Yep, it's up to you.
Take the four.
Two and a four.
Two and a four. Okay, so you manage to hit it. It is not down. It's just pissed off, but it's limping now, and it seems like you can see a way that it managed to get in.
I would like to rush the beaver?
Badger.
Yes.
I would like to rush the badger and approach it.
Police deception man has got a little thing on the mind. Like,
before you do that, Doc has to take one injury for his goblin. Because you got slashed as you were slashing him. And now you've got to roll. I just realized I was using the weapons wrong. It's just one die. Fuck me.
It's a four.
It's a four. And...
I have something to say to the beaver.
Badger.
The badger. Stop badgering me. Halt! Do you not serve the Lord of Darkness?
It's like...
Clearly you're an agent of his lord. Become my noble steed.
He snaps at you. Mm. Actually, roll to try to convince him.
I rolled a four, though.
Oh, that was... Oh, I see. That was your charge. You're charging and convincing. Okay. So you don't exactly succeed, but he seems to have calmed down. So he's just kind of like, he's stalking, he's pacing, and he keeps looking back at you like, he's not sure if he wants to attack you or not. And the next player will get goblin to roll will get a plus one.
I take some of Karen's guts out of my bag and try to feed the badger.
Okay.
Is that what a badger eats?
Sure.
It's either badgers or beavers, I don't know. Six.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he just comes up to you and starts just kind of munching his mouth.
I think we got a badger.
And kind of it starts nuzzling a little bit.
Ah, noble steed. And I would like to hoist my leg over and conquer this badger.
I think you mean tame.
Yes. Nope. Blix is gonna conquer the fuck out of this badger. So you're gonna roll that die, please.
Oh no, it's a two.
So you start to straddle this poor little badger that's finally calmed down. And it doesn't like it. It doesn't like it at all. So it rears back and it just bites you clean through the bicep.
Oh!
Your left arm is kind of dangly. You can still kind of open and close your hand, but it's not particularly strong. Was that your second wound or your first?
My second.
All right, so this goblin is toast.
Goodbye, cruel world.
The badger continues to eat you as soon as you flop to the ground. He's like,
I take the unicorn eyelash so it doesn't get eaten.
The unicorn eyelash will go to the next in the clutch. Yeah, it's passed down from goblin to goblin in your family, so you all get to maintain your special abilities.
Ew! Father! What happened? And I would like to kind of like Tarzan for some reason. I don't know if there are vines or something. Swing into the scene.
There aren't, but I'll allow it. I like it. I just brought one for the occasion.
And I pluck the glittering, probably rainbow eyelash out of this guy's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I think we know you.
Yeah.
I think all the knowledge
you'll maintain knowledge. Basically, you're all eavesdropping on each other. Your whole family's kind of like shadowing behind
you. Your father? He's our
badger.
He tried to conquer a badger. It went about as well as you think.
It sounds like him. Hmm. I shall tell mother. I will write
home. He seemed a lot smarter than he really was.
Suddenly, you hear a very loud... Hold on.
A magical beer rises from the corpse of Karen. It grants the user the ability to cast a spell, Vicious Mockery. Hashtag weapon.
Ooh. Well, that wasn't specific to a person. Does anyone not have a donated weapon yet?
Mm-hmm. I have one.
I think we all do.
Seems to me somebody approached you with a weapon.
It's almost like Karen's ghost.
But there's no beer.
No.
What a horrible weapon.
So the weapon emerges from Karen's chest. And rolls down the hallway into the room that you're in.
Spooky!
Spooky!
What magic is there?
You suddenly hear a very, very loud flushing sound.
Ooh.
And you just hear, yum yum, eat him up, yum yum, eat him up. And,
Gherkin monster?
Oh, much worse. a giant talking toilet is looking for goblins to eat. This is from Judge Mandalore Shepherd. In the chat.
Only you can save us.
I have my plunger!
Holy shit! yeah, so you get a bonus to your roll against said toilet.
Okay. Oh no. How is the one and a three?
Oh, buddy. Well, so the toilet managed to slam its lid right down on you. And it starts... It's chain for the... Instead of a handle, it has a chain. It's one of those old classier ones. It wraps around your neck and starts kind of beating you against the lid a few times.
Oh, my God!
And then it gives you a swirly and then lets you go. So you take your one injury.
Your hair looks great, though.
And then your three is... Your plunger... No, I'm going to leave your plunger alone. We'll say that... basically, there is a hobgoblin plumber, and this is his toilet.
Brian, you're messing with my toilet! How dare you!
And he pulls out like a little dagger and he starts coming for you.
Oh no.
And you've got a toilet and a hobgoblin plumber with a knife.
I use the bathroom. I use the toilet.
Oh my God, yes, you do.
Isn't that what toilets are for?
Definitely roll for that. Just know that you have a minus one because of the man stew's something bad.
Zero?
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So you sit down, and you couldn't tell from before, but basically the seat of this toilet is a lot like a shark's skin, where it's all smooth one way, but the second you start to slide the other way, it just rends right into you. So your cheeks are completely gone. You have no ass left. And you're still alive somehow, I think. Wait, or is that your second wound?
I'm not alive.
That's it.
Anymore.
So he starts flushing you, and then there's like a swirling, like mouth of teeth underneath. It's like a blender.
Oh my God!
So he just takes you down.
How are the other animals reacting to this?
The animals have seen some shit, so this is kind of like Tuesday for them. Most of the animals are calm in their cages right now.
And what kind of animals are there?
Oh, any kinds that you could imagine. There are hippos. There are alligators. There are ostriches.
Is there a dulicorn?
There are a what?
A dulicorn?
That's a dulicorn. Oh, did I? Yes. Yes, there is.
Oh, right.
A dulicorn. basically, if you suggest it, it's probably there. If you could find it, it's probably there.
Can I suggest to the hobgoblin that his toilet is about to be clogged and he better fix it?
Clog, the only clog here is that dead goblin. It might need another dead goblin.
And the toilet's like, yum, yum, eat him up, yum, yum, eat him up. And it starts walking towards you.
God.
Just scooting its little toilety butt across the floor.
I'm gonna use my giant replacement baby decoy creature thing weapon.
Okay.
Throw that towards the turlet.
Alright, you'll get a plus one.
Actually, we'll roll with this one. That makes it a six.
Ooh! All right, so you use it, and the porcelain breaks. The water starts spilling out of its mouth. It's screaming. The little chain is, like, flailing up in the air all loose and sad. But it's still kind of scooting toward you. And the goblin plumber is coming towards the man stew.
Oh, no, I throw my fart dart.
Throw your fart dart. This is use number two, so make sure you're keeping track, keeping track of your weapons.
I know after... DM. I know how to play.
Oh, bitch, okay. Okay, bitch, okay, okay. Throw your dart! Throw your dart! Roll the die.
Oh, a six.
So you hit the hobgoblin. You really, really do. You do. And for some reason, the gas from your fart dart starts to billow and expand inside and underneath the hobgoblin's skin until it starts to... And the skin just pops. So he's still alive, but he's all just musculature and gore.
He's a pop goblin.
That looks quite tasty. I would like to use my sword to flay his flesh and make some tartare.
Wonderful. That'll be, so it's a plus one to that roll.
We're gonna cook in front of these encaged animals.
I got a two.
You got a two. So you come in with your weapon, you swing, and you just swing a little too wide and a little too far, and it swings back around and hits you in the back. So you've sliced into your own left oblique.
Does she have my plus one for my roll?
What's that? It doesn't happen for a six. That subtracts from the difficulty rating, so you can move on to the next stage. Mr. DM, you know how to play over there in the corner. Bleah. Anyway.
suddenly, the door to the staging area opens, and Krusty walks in, walks over and grabs the bag of St. Plastica and starts filling it up again with guts.
Yeah, you do that. That's fine. The guts aren't going to fight you.
They're going to fight coming out.
So the hobgoblin is now just flailing wildly, and I would like you, since you're a little bit slower with your bag full of gore, you're going to have to dodge him a little bit. So you're going to have to roll a die.
Three.
You manage to duck, but he manages to smash open one of the cages that's attached to this larger gate, and something else comes through. And it looks it's like a large cat. It's like a serval or something like that, but it looks particularly vicious and hungry. So it's like...
Meow, 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 meow.
Go to the toilet, kitty! It's shooting water out everywhere! Just slurp it on up, baby!
What's the ground like?
The ground is... it's stone. So it's stone, and now because of all the water, it's very slick.
We attempt to push the cat into the flailing hobgoblin. Where's the badger?
The badger's still munching on, on dead goblins.
My father's remains.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I'm gonna try to convince the badger to attack the cat.
Alright, roll for it.
Four.
Four. Well, it doesn't quite listen to you, but its belly is full, it's pretty satiated, so it's friendly toward you. I'll say that much. So it doesn't do exactly what you say, but it's just kind of calmly sitting by your side, and it's starting to lean towards you like it wants little head scratches or something.
Scratch his little head.
It's pretty happy. It does like a little... with its leg. Now the semi-busted toilet and the flayed hobgoblin are still coming towards y'all.
The hobgoblin is alright. Are you still flailing?
He's flailing.
Yeah.
I would like to sidestep the two of them. Maybe they could collide into each other at the last moment.
Sure.
Sounds really smart.
I got a one.
Uh-oh. They do so, but you happen to be in the middle. Yeah, you just...
Glix!
You take that...
Glix is gone forever.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Well, that's another one down.
We haven't even gotten past
that. Is that the second wound already?
Oh, my ear.
Your ear, you can reroll, yeah.
In my last moment, I grab my lucky ear to roll a 6.
Woo! Nice. There you go. So they smash into each other, and they just... The toilet completely explodes, and the hobgoblin is now just flopping around in toilet water, getting infected, and it's happening in real time. It just turns into this horrible pussy pile, and it's all fizzy and gross. And he's still, like, convulsing and screaming, but y'all just kind of step over him like he was a puddle.
I slip and slide through it.
What's that? You slip and slide through it?
Yeah.
You do that.
Well, that problem was taken care of quite easily.
Still have this big, vicious cat.
3.
Oh, yes. So the 3... So as you slip and slide, you draw the attention of the servo, and he begins to bound after you.
Oh, God, it's midair!
So it's midair, it's coming right for him. What happens?
I throw another, my last fart dart.
The last fart dart. Roll for it.
And just in case, I open my bag to catch it.
Oh, no. I rolled a 1.
Wonderful.
But I pull off my last ear.
Okay.
I got a plumpy. So I roll again. That's better. Mm-hmm. That's a 4. Thank you. That's a 4.
All right, a 4. You managed to hit it. It doesn't explode like the last one, but it slows it down a little bit. And whether the last one was a something bad or a something good. I forget what the last
one. The last one I rolled was a 3.
All right, so that makes your 4 a 3, sir. That's another something bad. So you miss. and the cat is now, it misses you as well, though. It doesn't quite attack you, but it lands into the puddle of the frothing shit water, and now its claws can infect with a single slash.
Oh, no.
Do I miss the catch?
Did you roll for your catch?
No.
This will be with a -1. You can keep using them as long as they're in the pool, those ears. I'm not sure what your number's at, because I can't see it.
It's a 3.
All
right. I really want to catch this cat.
Okay.
So I'm going to use an ear. 4.
Okay. And that's the roll? That's with the minus?
That's with the minus, yeah.
All right. So it's halfway in the bag and halfway out of the bag. It's struggling wildly. It's slashing at you, but you managed to miss it. Roll to punch it in the butt.
Which side is in the bag?
The back end is in the bag.
6.
The butt's in the bag?
Butt's in the bag. 6.
6 on a punch in the butt.
Perfect. You punch it in the butt, and it just kind of whee! And just slowly sinks into the bag the rest of the way. Yes. So you have one animal. And the badger's not particularly angry. As that hobgoblin really continues well. to rot away in real time, you see another key sort of just slide down towards you, towards the end of the slip and slide.
Goblins!
Goblins!
I would like to run towards the key to try to catch it.
All right. You do. Yeah, you don't have to roll for that. It bonks over by the gate and you pick that up.
I pick up the key.
Oh, no. Huh?
And I would like to try it on a door.
Okay, the door opens. Before you now, there are several animal cages. There's a small table with some food and a little bottle, and it's got a red liquid in it. It looks particularly tasty.
I drink the bottle.
You drink the bottle. Good. wonderful. Please make a roll. 5. Fuck.
And the last one was a 4.
Last one was a 4. Okay, so that turns into a 6. So, here's the thing. This health potion was supposed to make you spontaneously combust. This was from Jay Pistoli, but that's kind of extreme because it's another tier in order to actually destroy a goblin and get it out. So you drink this poison, but for whatever fucking reason, you like it. It tastes real good. It's... All right. You're all...
Does
I will
he
say...
turn into a hippo?
Yes! This goblin turns into a hippo. With current hit points and everything. But if this one dies, the next goblin will not be a hippo.
I'm a hippo now.
Goblins! And I would like to lead kind of my troop onto the back of this hippo.
All right.
Get on board, everybody.
Each of you will roll for this. He has no experience being a hippo, and you have no experience being on one.
Four.
Fucking A. All right. So you're all kind of half scrambled up. You're all mostly there. Like, your hands are hanging on, but you're not seated yet. You can't. You're so small, you can't actually get up onto his back. But you're dangling from him. So now you're kind of leading the charge here into the room full of animal cages. Well, with all these other goblins attached to you.
Okay.
What do we do now?
Love I would up. Like to name my badger, thus taming him finally.
All right. Roll, yeah, roll for complete taming.
Six.
Perfect. The badger is now yours.
I will call him Caligula.
All right. Do you mount Caligula?
Oh, yes.
So now you're on Caligula. These two are still hanging off of a hippo, and there's a room full of animals here to choose from.
So now we have a cat, a badger, and a hippo.
And a hippo, yes.
Isn't that enough?
Yeah, we can leave
that's
on the
enough,
mouse now.
But again, if you die as a hippo, this goblin won't be a hippo.
I search for the dulicorn.
You find the dulicorn at the end of the hallway. It's in its cage, looking very sadly up at you, like it really wants to be free.
I free it. I free it?
Sounds like it needs to be free.
Roll to open the cage.
Sounds like it kind of needs some, like, maintenance.
Plus the four that we all rolled last time?
Yeah.
Right? It'd be a four.
All right, wonderful. So you get the door loose. You get the door loose, but now it wants out as well. So it's starting to push against it and push, like starting to hammer it with its dual horns.
What sounds is it making? You know what I think we should leave this thing?
I don't know. I kind of
sounds like it's having a bad trip, right?
So if
but
you
can
roll...
you imagine how many rogue goblins we can stab with these two horns?
Oh, fair.
So if you roll again, you'll get a bonus because he's trying to help you.
How much bonus?
One?
Three.
All right.
Are you sure it's just one?
Yes. So you get too close to the cage as you're trying to rattle it, and he's starting to ram into it. He manages to bash you with the dull side of his horns, knocking you clear across the room.
Damn.
And that draws the attention of a wizard guard, but like a cheap rent-a-cop security wizard guard, like doesn't actually really give a shit, but
Paul
he's excited
Flaticus.
To do it. Yes, basically. He comes in on a staff that functions exactly like a Segway. Bling. Oi, what are you all doing?
We're busting this unicorn out.
And honestly,
is that your hippo voice?
And I charge him and I just bash right into his head.
Okay.
Okay. Do I get a plus one for my hippo-ness?
For your hippo-ness? No. You're lucky you're a hippo.
Your hippiness?
That's a three.
Okay. Well, again, you're not used to being a hippo. And there's still a lot of slippery shit on the floor, quite literally. And you slide, goosh, and you knock one of the other cages open.
The dulicorn cage?
What's that? Not the dulicorn cage, unfortunately. No, it's like, it's a big bird. It's clearly related to an emu, but it's way stupider. Like, way stupider. It's like a big, dumb turkey with a stupid long neck. It's like... And it starts flurrying everywhere and kind of slashing at everything with its little feet.
Ew. Who would want that creature?
I hate birds.
I hear you.
The Segway wizard, he dismounts his Segway and he lifts up his staff. And then he starts to, you can see him starting to summon a ticket. But it's razor sharp and he's going to deliver said ticket to the hippo, because it was the first one to talk. So you have to roll to dodge.
Roll to dodge.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got a ticket?
Why would you have to dodge a ticket? Is this like a parking fine?
It's a razor-sharp ticket. So in order for him to properly distribute it, it has to be in your body. He was a hippo who was talking. He ratted y'all out.
Fair, yeah. We could have tried to convince.
Sure, yeah. You want to try and convince him to go away?
Not at this point.
Okay.
I dodge with a four.
Not with a four. So it hits you, but your rubbery hide is so strong, it just kind of boom, slides down. So you're pretty much okay, but he's pretty pissed now. So you might get out the big guns, like, you know, the cuffs or something. He's not particularly dangerous.
But Hippo, he won't fit on my...
I pick up his Segway.
Okay. You'll have to roll to get it out of his hands.
You said he set it down.
No, he picked it up and he launched the ticket from it.
Oh. That changes things. I throw the ticket back at him.
Okay. I like it.
Like Gambit.
Yeah.
What'd you roll last?
I rolled a four. So that's a plus.
Four.
All right. So that's a four. So you hit him enough to where he just wants to kind of fuck off. He's like, I don't get paid enough for this. So he hops back on his staff. So he just leaves.
Victory!
Victory! Yay!
Goblins win again!
Pitfalls run too!
So the Dulacorn is still in there. But other than that, we have a hippo, we have a badger. What was the last one? The cat?
The cat in the bag.
Yeah. The cat in the bag.
I swing the cat in the bag at the door to the Dulacorn.
Holy shit. Okay. Roll for that. Give yourself a plus one.
A plus one to the roll? Or the yes. Two die? Okay.
Oh, you're rolling both?
No. Just one. And okay. It was six.
Okay.
So seven.
Finally bursts open and the Dulacorn's like... and it just basically hugs you.
Oh.
It doesn't crush you. It's gentle.
What happened to the cat in the bag?
The cat in the bag is paced. He's fucking done.
He
went through the grates of the cage, like completely through it, like Plato. He's done now.
So the cat's out of the bag?
Well, now we need a new...
Yes.
Is that cat food that. You so now have there?
We have, yeah, are you hungry?
We no longer have a cat. We have a badger, we have a hippo, we have the Dulacorn, and then the stupo turkey is running around with its neck.
Yes. So the dumb long-necked turkey is just kind of following you around. And,
this will do. Let's just take this stupid animal.
All right, so now you're on to part. You're on to stay to task two. So you're off to the Hobgoblin bureaucracy building, which is basically like a giant DMV for hobgoblins. It's all very kind of pasty blue. The wallpaper's all the same in every room. It's pretty terrible. Everybody has glasses and a tie.
Collect heads is the task.
And oh shit.
So is this in the same location as the Wizard's Castle? This
no. So
to?
It is southwest of the Wizard's Castle. So you have to leave that. You kind of go around the Goblin Pits, and it's going to be at to the west.
Someone's got to quiet up that turkey bird. It keeps screaming. It is not. We cannot
I
be strategic.
I would like to break the neck of the turkey
bird. We need that thing!
Roll to break the neck of the turkey bird.
I hate birds. I got a one.
Oh shit! So you grab its neck, but unfortunately the neck is way longer than you expected it to be, so it just swings back around and pecks you in the eye. You are now missing an eye.
Or I died. I hate birds.
It doesn't continue to desecrate your corpse because it's way too unaware for any of that. Just continues along its merry way.
I would like to use my staff of untold force to plunge its face and shut it up.
Okay, do that.
Five.
Right, that's a success. So yeah, it's a... You killed whatever part of its brain used to make noise. It's all sort of sideways now, and it looks real sad.
And I'm trotting up on Caligula as I look around and go, how undignified. And I put a little cape on Caligula.
Flawless. As you're on your way to the place, a shadow falls over you and a rush of wind hits you from the back as you look up to see a large dragon flying away from you.
Oh.
Also...
Oh, it's flying away. No problem, everybody.
But we could ride it.
One of your comrades is missing with only a pair of bloody feet remaining.
Oh, no.
That's a good question. I only have D6s. Shit. What's the best way to make this fair? This is something someone tipped for. This is Numpty.
Oh, shit. I have a D4.
You have a D4.
All right. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, Bungo.
No!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How undignified.
So just... And it just flaps away.
I had a perfect score! I played so strategically! Dear. All right, Carl Bungle's on his way.
All right, yeah, next Bungo just takes over. The badger doesn't know the difference.
Oh, Caligula, I've heard of you.
All right. Moving on. All right, so the bureaucracy building actually has much tighter security than the wizard building, and the only way really into it is to convince them that you belong there. So you're all goblins, but hobgoblins are much bigger, much tougher, much scarier looking than all of you. So the only way really inside is to pass their security, which is a visual check.
What's around the hobgoblin bureaucracy?
What's around it? So you've
is there any foliage?
A Benihana's.
No, it is flat like concrete. Like this is the only place that looks like anything sort of modern day-ish. It's real, real bleak.
A description of the geography would be very helpful. I'm Clicks, by the way. Would like to click my heels.
So it's a square building. Around that square building is just an empty lot. There is one door at the front, and there is a loading dock in the back.
Are there any vehicles? Because if there's a loading dock, there might be. Can we steal shit from their cars and put their clothes on?
There are carts where they bring in fresh bodies for the hobgoblins to feast on. And there's just sort of like a little dumping tray. It's like a library book return, but for a bunch of corpses.
I think we gotta climb in there.
Put the corpse in the slot.
Corpses of hobgoblins.
Corpses of the good side. So a bunch of like humans and elves and all those things. All the things that have been slaughtered in the war outside of the goblin pits.
Oh, how unfortunate.
I think we gotta climb through that shaft.
Very well. Give me a boost. I would like to go first.
You can stand on my back. I'm a hippo.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to get in through here, are you? Hey, man, you gotta keep going, okay? If you see anything, just make whatever sound a hippo makes. I think it's like a guttural scream.
Thank you, hippo, for your offering. You shall be remembered. I shall never forsake you. And I would like to use the hippo to propel myself upward.
All right, roll for it.
Two.
So you propel yourself forward and you just slam onto the lid because no one really bothered to open it. So you just land on the edge of the lid and you shave off your nose.
Oh.
You take one damage to that.
What a problem.
Sorry, I only get that for you. My bad.
Perhaps I try to replace my nose with my lucky ear?
Sure.
To get a one again!
Oh, fine.
Good attempt.
You just slide down. Back onto the hippo.
Not your sans nose.
You hear the front doors kind of swish open, and it's a bunch of hobgoblins. It's a very small building, so you can hear the front from the back pretty easily.
Well, so I was saying now, did all the paperwork for the wizard, jump.
And they're just talking back and forth about absolutely bullshit. Like, they don't do work, but they sound like it.
I would like to seduce them.
Wonderful, do it.
Oh, boys! And I've got like a nosebleed and a bleeding ear. My name is Clicks.
Oh, is that fresh blood? I love fresh blood.
Ooh, I might have some to share with you.
Ew, don't bite your lower lip.
Roll for
that's
seduction.
Rolling for hotness. Three.
On a scale of six, that's pretty okay looking.
So you manage to actually catch the attention of both of those hobgoblins. Now they both really want you, but instead of fighting each other over you, they want to fight you. And whoever defeats you gets you.
I want a more! I want to break your legs! I want a more! I will break your neck!
And so on. And they begin to just charge towards you.
I charge at them with the Dulacorn.
All right.
Attempting to stab them.
Wonderful. Make a roll with minus one.
Four.
Okie dokie. So you manage to split them apart. They're still on the attack, but you've delayed them from getting near the blick. What's the current blix?
Clicks.
All right.
Click my heels together.
So they manage to you protect clicks.
I sit on one.
Okay, roll for that.
That's a two. I pull off my hippo ear.
Jesus.
With your hippo hand.
Oh no!
Shit.
A one.
A one.
Can I pull off another ear?
If you have them to spend, yeah, sure.
Four.
They haven't really been keeping
track. Yeah, we got them. Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, that was terrible. I'm sorry.
How many have you thrown across the room?
Three.
You rolled a three, or that's how many dice?
I rolled a three.
All right, so you roll the three. So you charge them, and kind of same thing. You just, boing, they just kind of bounce off track. They're not very smart. They're basically like really poorly programmed robots. They can kind of go in one direction. If you knock them, they'll just keep going in that direction.
Gotcha.
So now they're going the wrong way, but they're still excited about clicks.
I would like to buff my eyelashes, including my unicorn eyelash.
Ooh, all right, roll with a plus one.
Plus one?
Mm-hmm. Or another die if you like, yeah.
Well, I got a six and a one.
Okay.
So where do you want to put that plus one on?
This one, right?
Well, that'll still be an injury.
Six and a two.
Okay. So you get his attention. He is completely in love with you. This is the one who just wanted to break your legs, not break your neck. He's like, oh.
Definitely not break your heart.
And so he comes for you, but unfortunately, Hobgoblin love is very aggressive. So he just picks you up and just kisses you right through the mouth.
Oh.
Just nom, 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 nom. And you take an injury.
At least he's not biting his lower lip.
There's
no, he bites yours off.
Clix is over with.
Oh, no.
The Blix family is cursed.
What happens when you run out of goblins?
If you run out of goblins, you can now take over as another creature in that arena, and you're working with all these folks. You can be like a hobgoblin, or you could be basically a whatever.
Okay, well, Styx comes in, flying through the air. He just appeared, and he fell from the sky, and he would like to go for the throat of that hobgoblin that just destroyed his sister.
Okay.
Six.
Hey.
Perfect. He's... Oh, yeah, describe how it happens. Go for it.
I come in from the sky like a beam of dark light, and using my stick, I stab him through the neck, and I emerge with a hobgoblin's head on this staff.
Ooh. That's nice. One. That's one.
With style.
With style, indeed. All right.
And I pluck the eyelash from my sister's corpse.
Perfect. Now, the door remains open from those two who walked out.
How many heads did we need for the game?
You need three. You have one.
Where's the other one that fancied my sister?
He's basically all abashedly in love with you because you killed his brother so well. He's just like,
whatever you want, buddy. Whatever you want.
Carl has Caligula charge and then jumps off Caligula's back and lands on this hobgoblin attempting to like break its neck.
Oh shit.
In surprise.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
I got a one.
Oh no. See, hobgoblins, they wear lots of really fancy armor, and this one has a lot of spikes on it. So it just goes right through each thigh as you land on his shoulders. It's like, just sticking up. That's a wound.
That's a wound, yeah. Yeah.
Since this one is so enamored with my loveliness, I would like to, you know, start flexing, you know, kind of, you know. Kind of that attitude, a little flirty look at this hobgoblin. What's your name?
Oh, me? I'm Squiddle.
Oh, Squiddle, what a lovely name. And I would like to caress his face and just rip off his head.
That's just so wrong.
I got a five.
So you don't quite do it. But he really...
That's a success, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, it is. I'm sorry. You're right. So, yeah. He's all happy. His final... His face is frozen in a lower lip bite. Just...
That'll be fun to
disgusting.
Kick.
Disgusting. And I would like to skewer his head on my staff like a hobgoblin kebab.
All right. So now you have free access to the hobgoblin bureaucracy building. And you need one more head. But,
let's
go
in and light their paperwork on fire!
Yes!
So you go in, and what you see...
Do I fit through the door?
I'll roll to see if you fit through the door. Thanks for asking the question.
Ah, I got a 3.
Sort of. You scrape through. So the next roll will get a disadvantage.
I moved you up with the blood and from the guts in the bag.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
very
it slicks
much.
You up a little bit and it's like butters you through the door. The first thing you see when you come in is a wind up goblin doll with a pair of cymbals. That's from J. Pistoli.
As goblins, can we read this language?
What's that? It's a wind up toy.
What language?
Oh, you said it had some kind of inscription on it.
Symbols, like...
Like crashing symbols.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you meant like hieroglyphics, like our goblin friends in Egypt.
Right there. I'm with you. Oh, yeah, no. The musical instruments.
Goblin emotes.
Yeah, I swore I saw some goblin emoji. Have you heard of emoji?
Yeah, they like to send out the grapefruit with water.
The other day, somebody sent me an eggplant and a peach. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Oh, dude, I can tell you, but you won't like the answer. Unless you do, and I don't want to kink shame.
Do you wind up the toy?
But it's nice that he sent you a peach.
I try to with my big...
You, the hippo! The hippo trying to do this! Right.
So this is a special unfortunate item. So I have a number in my head, and if you roll it... Actually, you know what? I'll just say it. If you roll a 2, and only a 2, your hippo self will die.
Okay.
Roll anything else, you'll be fine. No effects in either direction.
That's a 5.
Upside down.
All right. Almost. So you wind it up, and it's like... Psh, 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 psh. I'm a goblin! Psh, 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 psh. I'm a goblin! That's it. That's all it does.
That's very offensive to goblins.
It really is. They use it to make fun of you. It's completely inappropriate for the workplace.
I smash it.
You do so. So you know that for games, especially for footy games for the wizards, you know that they really like the really big hobgoblin heads. So you want to find yourself a middle manager for this game. And you know that all things are arranged with their biggest cubicle all the way in the back.
Yeah.
We should head over there.
Head.
Fucking hippo. So, you head towards the back. Everyone's in their little cubicles, and, like, none of them are actually writing or doing any work, but they're moving their arms as if they are, because they're just that fucking stupid.
I want to take her staff and just, like, real quickly with these heads, just because I'm hoping it'll be fast enough, just kind of put down the heads in the cubicle and be like, you're fired. Because all they'll see is a flash of a head. They'll be like, oh my god, my boss just told me I'm fired!
You hear hobgoblins sniffling and crying. Some of them are picking up magical stones to call their loved ones.
Cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Did you drink all of the red stuff?
So you make it to the back, and there's one really, really big, really big hobgoblin who probably hasn't moved in several years. Everyone does everything for this guy. He's never done a day's work in his life.
Like Pearl from Blade?
Yes,
exactly like Pearl from Blade.
I let the Dulacorn pee on him.
We don't even say anything to this guy. We just put our animals in there to take a piss on him.
My horse has to go, and so do I. I'm like hoping that it relieves him.
Roll for whatever the fuck you want to happen in this situation.
What was the last roll?
It was a success, I believe,
you
wasn't
got a 5.
It? Yeah, so yeah, you're fine.
3.
Okay, so the rhino pisses all over this guy.
The rhino.
Now, okay. Even though he hasn't moved in a very long time, he starts to stand up.
Oh no.
Oh,
and
God.
He's much taller than
his
you
expected.
His
skin is like sticking to the floor. It's like this peeling sound.
Yeah, his skin has part of the carpet, so some of the floor comes up with him. There's just bed sores everywhere. It's all gross. Just like pustule is the word that you would use to describe the majority of this thing's body.
Oh my god, it's like he's moving even though he stopped moving. You know what I mean?
I have a plan.
Oh, yes. Good. Let's hear it.
I shall wed and bed this hob to get his head.
What?
Wed and bed to get the head.
How praying mantis have you?
Okay. How would you like to propose to this hobgoblin?
Well, traditionally, get on a knee.
I would like to put the unicorn eyelash in in my eyes, uh-huh. and just walk over and get on one knee.
After this unicorn just pissed.
What are you doing?
And does he have like a name tag or
his
like
name is Phil.
A placard on his desk.
Yeah, he's got a name tag and like the bronze placard on his desk and a mug that says Phil and like everything just says Phil on it. All the paperwork isn't real paperwork. It just says Phil 1,000 times.
This room is filled.
Fucking shit. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I have admired you from afar.
You're big enough.
You are clearly the biggest, the strongest, and the greatest hobgoblin. Yes, you are.
I'm Phil.
Would you take
my hand? Are you breathing through your nose?
I'm trying.
In marriage. And I'll take something that resembles a ring.
Okay.
Maybe it's made out of bully sticks. and offer to the hobgoblin while blinking.
The ghost of Chunk gives 4 hashtag misfortunes to the perilous adventurers.
Oh, dang. Okay. Do we just drop them in now? Because normally those are supposed to add to the list, I think, right?
Yeah,
all
right.
Okay. All right, so they're on their way in. But we'll roll for one right now, since that was a nice donation. One moment, please.
I'm in the middle of my proposal.
Okay, he'll keep breathing. Oh, fuck. Ryan's gonna love this one. This is from Uber Baldy.
Oh.
As you get on one knee and you start to propose, Phil's eyes are caught by the distraction of a fart holder blocking the party's path. And a fart holder is like a bee holder, except instead of eyes, it has a bunch of assholes. And all it does to stay propelled is fart a lot. Unfortunately.
As a goblin, I may enjoy that aroma, or maybe the hobgoblin.
Ooh, you know, you make a good point. They do love a stanky thing. So this fart holder comes in and is like... Hey, guys.
Hey. You're fired.
It's one eye just, oh. All the little asses, oh.
I would like to kind of comfort him by like rubbing his belly like a dog.
Does it have a belly?
So that...
It has an undersphere.
Sure. So that it might get all loose and comfortable and relaxed and just let out the rest of its...
All of its perfume?
Air.
Yeah, sure. All right, roll for that.
You're really romanticizing this proposal.
6.
Fuck yes. All right, so you start pelling its little under eye and it's like... Oh. The eye kind of closes. All the little things start to... All the stalks start rising again. The little puckered butts just all open up. It's like... And what would normally be like, you know, frilly pink clouds. There's just little brown gas shoots. Just like... Pss, 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 pss. And through the haze, you come through it with your little ring. And Phil's there.
And batting my eyelashes.
Yeah, Phil's there breathing everything in. Just, his breathing's getting faster. So you get to roll with a +2 on this one.
Oh, yes. 3 + 2 = 5.
Wow. Yep. So, you finish your proposal and Phil's like,
oh, I accept. I'll kiss the groom.
And he comes for your face to kiss it.
As he leans in, I would like to pull off my signature move, the caress and the grab.
All right. Roll
forward. What happened to the betting? All
right. No time for that now.
Poor big Phil.
Oh, no, it's a 2.
No, no.
Oh, but I have but an ear.
All right.
But an ear. Oh, no.
Is that a 1?
1.
So you go to lift up his big fat fucking head, is like, and it's just like his neck is like one giant ring of like fat, and that's what you're lifting
from.
That's
how you can tell how old he is. You count the rings.
So you're like underneath the folds, and you're lifting it up. You're lifting it up, and then the weight just is too much for your arms, and it comes crashing down on your arms, and it breaks both of them.
Oh, sweetie,
and you're stuck.
My arms.
They're broken, and they're still in the folds. Like you can't get out. You're stuck.
Maybe we shall go somewhere secluded.
For the touching?
Yes!
I like the touching.
Yes, for the touching. Away from your other hobgoblin friends.
Yeah, don't do it in front of everybody.
It starts walking like down the now empty hallways because everyone's been fired as far as they know.
Oh, I didn't know we had privacy in this room.
But before he makes his way on down, I'd like to whisper in his ear. And let him know that. What was your character's name again?
Sticks.
I say, yeah, Sticks. Sticks gets really hot when you present your neck to her, or bear.
Roll to convince, please.
Five.
Wonderful. He's like,
yes, that's a good idea.
And he kneels down. He's like, boom, 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 boom. And he stands his head and he's like,
you like the neck, baby? You like the neck?
He starts kind of like flapping it a bit, so now your broken arms are free. You kind of fall to the ground.
Yeah. I would like to caress it with the stubs, and I'm like, goblins, now is your chance.
I go to bite his head off.
Okay.
As a hippo. As a hippo.
Powerful jaws.
Yeah. Your remaining ear wagging.
Six.
All right. So you walk up and the hippo, yep. Head comes off clean. So now you have your three heads.
I reach in and grab some guts for my collection.
Okay, they're in the bag. Just all now it's just like spilling over. You just have overkill. Your collection is wonderful.
And also because Phil was upper management, I'm gonna check his pockets. He's probably got some good stuff in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. So
and
he's
his
got
folds.
lots of pens, lots of paper. Yeah, lots of gold. He's doing pretty well for himself. You know, he's got a condo somewhere. So, yeah. Anything else you think you'd like to find on him?
Ooh, his address to his condo, because I'd like to see what he's got.
It's in his wallet.
I married Phil. I have the rights to his property.
True.
Ooh, fine. Do you, all right.
Give her the wallet.
All right, so you have Parker a wallet. You have all those things.
Can we stay there when, you know, it's not busy?
Oh no.
I look in the wallet and see what kind of timeshares and luxury properties he might have.
Certainly, certainly. So there's one. What's that?
What do I find?
There's one off like the Sword Coast, so you know, like a nice kind of bustling city. There's one in the middle of the woods. It's nice. It's got lots of acreage, but the place, it's just a cabin. It's nothing special. Just a little bit of land here and there, and you can only really visit it every third month. Nah. It's not really worth the money, but he doesn't go anywhere, so he never gave a fuck, so that's just where his money goes.
And a coupon for a buy one, get one free pizza.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's what gets you.
And I kind of secretly put it away.
All right, so now you are done in this particular area, so now you have to make it down to the arena to play footy.
Is there a way to, because everyone's out, can I light this place on fire?
Sure. Yeah, roll for that. Just cuz.
I got a one. Actually, oh, no. I'm gonna rip off my ear. Haven't done that yet with this character. So. Another one!
Oh, shit. So, you do light the place on fire, but you forget to leave when you do it. Everyone else is outside waiting for you. You're just like, almost got it. And it just whoosh engulfs you. Was that your second damage? Or
Carl,
first?
Sure was.
Ah, shit. Toast. Completely baked.
Bye, Carl.
out comes Marcus. You see him in the sunlight. Just it's like Lawrence of Arabia, this figure. And then out he comes and just climbs right on Caligula.
All right.
I am ready.
As you exit this place toward the arena, as much as I hate to say this, I don't know who tipped this one because the name's not attached to it, but you hear,
oh, hi! I'm Chunk! I'm going to haunt you now!
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm as unhappy as you are.
Are you corporeal, or can you just, like, go through everything?
Oh, it's from Chronoclash. Sorry, what is that? Corporeal? No, not solid. Just a floaty, annoying-ass, blue, furry fucking ghost.
Oh, whatever. We don't gotta... Just let him hang around. Who cares? We don't gotta fight him. I'm Chong! I like JoJo, because I'm stupid!
But he's so annoying.
Right?
Is that the only thing
maybe
you like in Jar Jar?
Maybe advantage in the soccer
I also like sandwiches! Ooh. I mean, I can agree with that. We can agree 50-50, see?
Sandwiches!
Compromise, we can find it.
I like this Jar Jar.
Really?
Yes, I
Krusty,
do.
Krusty made a good point. We could use him as distraction in-game.
Yes! Yeah. Don't we need to distract the referee?
Yeah.
Yes.
A floating puppet will do that.
Glicks told me. Who was told by Glicks? Who was told by Glicks?
The blue floating puppet, not you.
Careful there, Doc. Just belted friend.
Sorry.
Fabricated American. Let's be nice here. Anyway.
My mistake.
So you make it down.
How did you die?
Oh, I died from being too stupid. I tried to do a math problem and I died. Oh!
Like your head exploded?
I just deflated.
My God.
That sounds like junk.
See? So, you make it out to the field and there's a wizard in a ref's outfit. And it's just a black and white striped robe. And he's got a whistle, sort of. Like, it's just like a reed with a slit in it, and he's blowing into it, and it just sounds like a kid's recorder. This is very kind of low-key, but there's like a wizard up you can see on top of the tower you were in earlier, who's looking down on everything, watching the game, getting all excited. He's got like a little lazy boy up there. He's got a little foam finger.
Which team is he rooting for?
Whichever one lives. you see the other team getting ready for battle, and it's four orcs, and they're very large, and they're each riding their own duocorns.
What?
All four of them are on duocorns, because they're the only animals in this area that can take their weight, because each of them is about four of you. And you see them kind of kicking a few hobgoblin heads around, just warming up.
The current member of the Manstew family doesn't make the hashtag cut. So in comes Beef Manstew, the vegan goblin who can't stand blood and guts.
Alright, thank you, Verge, for that. The vegan goblin. Alright, so yeah. So that your character, your current goblin's dead, now it's this guy.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, the ref points at the current man too, and he's like, off the field, we got your replacement.
But I'm the
he
man.
He zaps you into dust, and the replacement comes running in. Here comes Beef.
Hi, guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, you have a great voice like me. I'm Chunk.
Hey, ref.
Yeah?
Can I get you anything?
What? How about a nice, clean game?
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. But, I don't know, is there anything else I could, wet your whistle? Get you interested?
Like a drink or something.
Sure.
Well, I am fond of orc blood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No problem.
All right.
The whistle blows. The whistle blows for you to take formation. The orcs. The way this game works, the way footy works, is all of you are mounted on your animals.
Yeah.
You're each given a minor club, or if you still have your weapons, you're still armed with whatever weapon you have.
Sure.
But it's just like little heavy bottomed clubs that you use to bat this skulls around. And you play with one head at a time, but they are known to explode, so that's why you needed those two backups, just in case. And once you make, if either team makes three goals, or if you're able to kill the other team, you win.
Okay. Piece of cake.
Yeah. So now you're in formations, and there's like two in the middle towards the front, two in the back, on either side. They're like your defenders there. No actual goalie, because the goal is fairly small. It's circular. It's kind of like a Quidditch hoop. It's about that small, but it's on the ground level.
Can I convince Chunk to possess one of the orc players and commit suicide?
Oh, I don't know. You're going to have to convince me pretty good. I'm Chunk. I'm fucking stupid.
I'm ripping up a ear. Ooh. Five.
Okay, that sounds like fun! Wow!
And he goes over and he starts, he absorbs the, he dives right into the forward right orc who's on his duocorn. And there's a struggle, there's a slight struggle, and he lifts his club and starts kind of like he smashes it until it's sharp. Mm. And then he holds it to his neck. And I think just for potential of failure, could you roll a die? And basically anything good or bad is going to happen to him, not to you, so you're safe.
Five.
So he just lances himself in the neck.
I'm going to run up and collect some of the blood and give it to the ref.
What are you going to put the blood in?
Oh, we have some sacks that we've been carrying stuff in.
I have this piece of intestine.
What about that empty bottle that Hippo drank?
Oh, yeah, the beer bottle. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so there's the empty Heineken.
Yeah, the former Karen Foreman. So
we're grabbing the Karen Foreman. As soon as Krusty brings out the bag of guts and everything, they just get super offended and pour the bag out on the ground. Like, do you know how bad this is for the environment?
Cobblestone, are you going to let him do that?
I scoop it back up in my bag.
Wonderful.
So I'm handing the ref the orc's blood.
You're going to have to roll to make sure you successfully capture it before he bleeds out.
Four?
All right. So it's about, it's not an entire drinks full. You got some in the bottle, but that ref looks mighty thirsty. You might need to find another way to fill that thing up.
Oh, boy. I take one of the intestines and I kind of just squeegee it out.
Ow, disgusting.
In there.
Okay, you do that, so it's empty. What are you gonna do with it?
I squeeze out the blood into the cup that he was drinking.
Oh, from that's hobgoblin blood.
He needed a nice mixer.
All right, so now the bottle is full. Half full of what he wanted, half full of something he definitely doesn't want. So you bring the bottle back, or you bring the bottle back to him?
Oh, fuck
yeah. Oh, that looks mighty nice. He puts his whistle down, he takes the bottle. Let's roll to see what happens.
I'll rip off the other ear. Actually, I'm gonna roll with this die. It's been treating me better.
You only get one ear.
Only get one?
One per goblin.
All right, never mind then. Three. Goblin. Three, it was a three.
All right. He sips it. And he tastes it for a second. For a moment, he's so happy because that nice gritty taste of the orc blood. You know, there's sand in it pumping through their veins. Basically, he has to chew it. But then there's a bit of a sweet taste in the aftertaste, and he fucking hates it. This bitch! What are you trying to get? Poison me? So he doesn't give you any benefits. And he storms off back to the center of the thing to start the game.
I pick up his whistle.
Okay. You have his whistle now. No, so he's like he's patting his pockets to try to start the game, and he can't do it.
Can I look at him and start biting my lower lip?
You trying to seduce him? Roll for it.
He's patting.
Yes. Roll for romance.
Five.
Oh, fuck. He just,
let's
he's like,
it gets there.
And he just starts running towards you on your badger. He jumps over the badger's head and he just lands splay-legged around you and just wraps his arms around you and just starts kissing your neck. And granted, this is a human wizard and he's about 2.5 times taller than you are. He's just completely, like, flattening you against the back of this badger. Just...
I'm fine with it. We'll let it happen.
Don't go.
So you have the whistle to start the game. Do you start the game?
Him to give us the game.
And there were three orcs, and we're down one?
No, there were four, so now there are three.
Great.
And the orcs are used to their friends dying, so they just kind of kick them off to the side. They don't really give a shit.
All right. I blow the whistle to start the game.
Okay, so the ref is distracted. Hold on one moment. Oh, this is the next one. A bird flies over. This is from Shadow Uzumaki. Someone gets... what the fuck? Hold on. 2 seconds. Okay, apparently this field is on the edge of a cliff. Heavens to Betsy, who knew? So a goblin has the misfortune of being pooped on by a bird, which prevents it from seeing a rock, causing the goblin to trip and fall off a cliff and die. So as the game begins, all of your animals are a bit startled. So we're going to roll to see, which one of you is going to go off a cliff?
I'm not an animal.
1, 2, 3, 4, that's you, Hippo.
I'm not Hippo.
Oh, sorry, that's you, vegan bastard.
Yes.
Beef.
Justice.
Beef man stew. You're so disgusted by all the gore on the field, you basically steer your own animal off the cliff because you just can't bear to look at it anymore. So what are your final parting words as you fall off the cliff?
Save the planet!
That's fucking
good. That's how you're a good soldier. For a cause.
That goblin is toast. Thank you for the tip.
I wasn't even martyrdom.
So the game begins.
Okay, I just got the next one.
Orcs are coming in strong. Right now they have control of the footy ball, which is, again, a big fat goblin head. It's the head of Phil that's now been kicked around.
I blew a penalty.
You blew a penalty?
I blew a whistle for a penalty on the orcs.
Okay, let's roll to see if that works. They know what the ref's doing, so they're curious to where these whistles are coming from. Everyone in the stadium knows what the ref is doing on the back of this badger.
4.
It works. So it's not a complete success.
Their coach is like, are you kidding me?
Starts throwing stools.
It's got something in its ear, just yelling at a rock. Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you got? Fucking been getting me, you stupid. Flips a little table. The players stop for a moment, but then they continue to go. But you'll have advantage on the next one, because now they're all jarred. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know who's making these calls, but they are only trained to respect the whistle. So, right now the ball is in your control. What do you do?
So,
is it a penalty kick, or are we...
You
no, basically, whistle? So that call, this game doesn't really stop for much.
Okay.
The latest member of the Bungo family is Hashtag Cut. He becomes the orc manifestation of Bacon Boy, a greased up orc who may or may not be made of bacon, and may or may not exist.
Welp.
So Marcus, the referee's true love.
Oh no!
Dead.
The wizard doesn't know, he doesn't know the difference. He's never made love to a goblin before. He just thinks that they like being like limp fish or something. So he's like, so he's continuing on the corpse of this goblin on the back of the badger while Cut comes in. Oh, sorry, while Bacon Boy comes in.
Bacon Boy.
Bacon Boy Bungo. So you can describe how Bacon Boy enters this scene.
He digs his way through the ground on the field. Pulls himself out and goes, hey! Ah, it's dark down there! It's dark on the ground! What's happening? Hey! What's that wizard doing to my brother?
Wizard's almost finished.
Coming in from the sidelines, next clutch from Monster is a hidden.
Woo! What was that? You ripping boy?
Half. He's a small goblin with half of his body is like shorter than the other half of his body. So he actually has like a 2x4 wedged under his foot, tied to it to actually hobble correctly.
All right.
And he goes with the plunger and sticks one of the heads and tries to shoot it towards a goal.
Okay. Roll for the shot.
Two. Plus plunger?
Plus plunger. But now plunger will be a second roll.
Well, wasn't it plus 1 from my 4?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. So, yes. So, you're good.
Okay.
Wait, sorry, so what does that end up to? Where were you at?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Why are you looking away? Sounds like you're lying.
There's a two plus a one.
Okay, so that's a three. So that's a something bad. So you shoot, and it it almost makes it to the goal, and it bounces off one of the orc's shoulder blades into the next orc, and they regain control of the ball.
Oh, damn it.
And now you're rolling at a disadvantage as they're coming down the field towards your own goal. Now, Bacon Boy, you are without a mount on this field. Oh, yeah, you don't have anything either.
Or me.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
There is one riding a hippo. There is one available duelicorn from the possessed.
Oh, that's true. There's a spare duelicorn on the field.
Did you say our goal is a basket?
Yeah, it's a hoop, but it's vertical and it's at ground level. And the idea is you're supposed to knock the head into the hoop.
So could I just pick up the basket and run away with it?
Yeah. Put the basket around the head.
Why not help you? Oh, around the head?
I don't know, that was just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Our basket, the head should not go in there.
Oh, I see. So you're stealing your own goal?
No, run off the cliff, man! I can't make shit, man!
Good idea. I would like to grab our goal and like run off with it and throw it off the cliff.
Oh, Jesus.
Run on that shit, man!
I light a cigarette.
Guess that was a cool one-liner.
Roll to see if you succeed.
I would like to do it while batting my eyelashes.
It will give you no benefit in this case. And that was a three before, right? So you get a minus one to this.
Yeah.
No! But I got a six.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you pick it up and you run to the edge.
Goblins!
It goes off the edge, and now the orcs just look at each other.
We to do that? Oh,
no. And so they run to their own goal, and they pick it up. There's only two ways to win this game.
I blow either the whistle. I call a foul.
Roll for it. Roll for it.
Roughing the goal. That was a...
It was a five.
Three.
Oh, no. So again, they stall for a second because they're so used to reacting to this thing. This is like their long-term winning, because it's always goblins against orcs, and the orcs always win. So anytime they hear the whistle, they're just trained to be like, whoop. So they look around, but now they're just pissed because they know it's not the ref. He's still being all necrophiliac over there on a badger. And what's happened? So they, once again, they maintain control of the ball, and now they're not using the head to try to make it into a goal. They're trying to knock the head into one of you.
Uh-oh.
You're too far away. Which Blix is this now?
Oh, Sticks with the kebab.
All right, it's Sticks with the kebab. So not for you. So he's gonna go for, he's gonna go for this fella at the end. Man Stew. Which one is this?
Oh, what?
Man Stew, which are you?
Half.
Half?
Half Stew.
Half Stew. Okay, Half Stew, so you're gonna have to roll to dodge this head coming at your face.
Okay. Three.
Three. It slightly misses, but some of the gore has slipped down your arm onto your hand, loosening your grip on your club, making, that'll give you a detriment to your next swing.
Where's that ghost?
Oh, I'm still here!
Don't possess the ref!
Roll for ref!
Four!
I don't like you telling me what to do, but if you have a better idea, maybe I'll listen.
What if? Okay.
Hey, what if we possess the ball?
The what?
The ball.
The ball?
Roll himself into the ball.
Well, it wouldn't make sense, because what's he going to do then? Because the goal of the game is to kill these orcs or get enough goals. So he possesses the ball and then takes himself off the cliff. We got two leftover balls.
But the orc is still
here.
What? The fuck are you saying?
Orc is still on the field. We can score. They can't.
Their goal is currently in their arms. It's still like, it's halfway to the edge of the cliff. So they're running around with it, but they've been distracted now. So they're just kind of holding it.
Through that, it's 2 points.
What about the one that's running around with the basket? Why don't you possess him and run him off the cliff?
Wait.
Look.
Goblin, come on.
Goblin,
huh? Goblin, is the two heads still on the kebab?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, who has the I have the kebab.
You have the kebab. The kebab.
Who has the longest legs, the fastest goblin here?
I've got the duelicorn.
Oh, all right. Now, take this and joust the basket.
All right, I head straight towards the one holding the basket in an attempt to put the two heads through it for 2 points.
And let's make it like a team effort. Goblins go and like intimidate all the other goblins.
And I'm blowing the whistle the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah!
Before you make that roll, we're gonna do another misfortune. So speaking of hippos, isn't that a rabid miniature hippo charging at Manstew? This is from Apple Knees. So it's on its way. It just starts charging down the field. Anyway, go ahead and roll.
Mein Gott.
That's the most adorable hippo I've ever seen.
Four.
Okay, so you make a quick pass. You're able to make it past the orcs because they're a little slow on their rhinocorns. They're really, or their duocorns because they're.
I like rhinocorns. Too.
Rhinocorns.
Cool.
So the duocorns because they're weighing them down quite a bit because they're so big. But you make it past them and you get really close to the goal. But the guy who's holding it continues to run towards the cliff, so you just barely miss it. But you'll have advantage if you try to turn around and try again. There's no rule about which direction it has to go through the hoop, just that it has to go through the hoop.
Okay.
So you've gone past it, now it's behind you.
Cobblestone, you can do it! For goblins!
Now the hippo's going straight for Manstew, and it's in contact range, so Manstew, you're gonna have to make a roll.
Junk, possess that hippo!
You'd have to, if you'd like, I'll let you roll for him to possess the baby hippo. Or the pygmy hippo.
I'm sick of your shit!
He possesses you for a moment to punch you in the face super fucking hard.
Rock and roll!
So you take a damage. And now you may dodge for the baby hippo.
I'll dodge.
Three. Hippo doesn't cause you much damage, but he does knock you down.
Oof.
All right, but now this hippo is just on the field, so he's going to be in the way of everything. So whatever the next roll is, it's going to have a minus one.
Am I still at rolling a plus one, or is it just even out?
That'll even out.
Okay, so I'll attempt to skewer the basket again.
Okay.
How many ears do we have?
I don't know.
Two?
It's a two.
Two.
Use all the ears!
I use an ear.
All right.
I use a collective ear.
How'd it go? Good? I think good.
Three.
Okay. You miss again. And this time you hit an orc. And they're fed up with your shit because they see the whistle in your hand this time. They realize that you're the one who's been making these calls. And they all start, all of them just charge you all at once. So on their duocorns, they're just... Don't mind that.
Sorry.
That's okay, Joe. So we keep going. And they, so they're coming right for you. You're gonna have to roll to dodge.
Can I roll to have my duocorn mount one of theirs?
Sure. We'll say you know that command.
Four?
You say mount, and your duocorn gets really, really excited, and now it just can't choose which mate it wants. So it gets up on its hind legs and just kind of dangles its bits a bit, hoping that one of those will make a decision.
Like a boner fly.
I would like to go for the basket.
Okay. Oh, because you have the other head, right? Oh, no, the basket itself.
Yes,
okay,
the basket.
So...
I'll go for the other one.
Okay.
Goblins! For victory! I got a four.
You get towards it. You get very close to it. You actually manage to get your hand just on it, but this is... the person who has it is back on their duocorn, and it's running towards the cobblestone. So he's just like, just moving too quick for you to grasp. But if you were to try at it again, you would get a plus one to that roll.
Oh, of course I shall. For victory! The foe again.
So this time, let me see. What's going to happen? Something good. So, suddenly, the arena itself, it's taking a lot of damage from all this extra weight on the field, particularly this little pygmy hippo that's running around, and the ground begins to sort of open up where it starts to stamp. It's much denser than it looks, so now the terrain is all kinds of crazy, and there's a gaping hole in the center of the place.
Hashtag cut. Cobblestone's family goblin is replaced by a loud crate. A goblin with the special ability to summon any loot crate with a snap of the finger, including the contents. Hashtag loot. Hashtag create all the loot.
You got all that?
No, I heard something about a...
So you get your... You, yeah, he's got you. So you're now Loud Crate.
I'm Loud Crate. I can summon any loot crate with a snap of the finger, including the contents. All right. All right.
So now there's a big gaping hole in the middle of the field that drops down into nothingness.
That's where Krusty went.
Was that supposed to be something good?
Yeah, it can be. Use it right.
Chuck one of the duocorns into the pit.
Okay, you may certainly try.
With my plunger, I'll stick all right. It in front of him.
All right, you'll get a... So you get to roll another die if you wish.
Five and a two.
So you succeed. You trip the rhinocorn, but it clips you on the way down. How many injuries do you have left?
I haven't taken one yet.
All right, so it clips you really freaking hard, and it breaks your knee backwards. So your left leg is now just completely fucked.
I start walking in circles.
Yeah, you look like a half a stork right now. You're all fucked up. So, but you don't go down the hole, but he does. So they're down one orc. So he's gone, whoosh, flying down.
The two more orcs left.
Wait, actually, did you add that plus one to the something good?
No.
All right, don't take that injury then.
Okay.
You get bumped over to the side.
Yay.
What was that?
So we only have two more orcs?
Two more orcs. And one of them still has the goal.
The one that's got a goal, I'm going to throw a giant replacement baby at it.
I forgot about that.
Got two left.
All
now
right.
I got one left after that.
Do it. So you'll get two. Roll two dice.
Four and a six.
Four and a six. So you succeed, and the giant replacement baby is now taking commands from you on the field. So that baby lands on one orc, dismounts him from his duocorn, and is now just sitting on that orc. And that's the one with the goal, you said, right?
Yep.
So he's sitting on the orc, and his arm is sticking out with the goal just dangling. There's not much he can do. He's trying to call for his comrade, but the other orc really doesn't give a shit.
Baby, break that arm!
Roll for the baby's success.
Ooh, three.
And it tries to break the arm, but instead it just realizes that it started teething, so it just starts gnawing on it instead. Oh.
I'm gonna take a swing at the head of one of them with my blocky diamond axe, but before I do, I snap my fingers, I summon the loot crate that held the D20 in it, and I use the D20 to roll for this attack.
Oh, shit. That's okay. All right. I will allow it.
I swear to God, if I roll one, I'll be so pissed. Six.
Well, you have a spare ear. That's a new ear on your new goblin.
No, six is good.
Yeah, that's a success.
You're right.
That's a success, but yeah, you barely made it.
For a D20.
That is so,
all right, so describe
so
how you do it.
So I snap like Thanos, and
all the goblins go away. It does.
No, I take a swing with my blocky diamond axe. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to aim for his chest, but the Dulacorn is still on its back hind legs, flaunting its bits. So I end up just going, swinging a little high and catching him right in the temple.
All right, you do that. It's down.
Just bang. And that is my... Oh no, I still have
one. Right now, one orc is under the giant replacement baby, another orc has just been knocked out.
Yes.
All right.
And the one under the replacement baby is the one with the goal, with the hoop. So there's still a ball in the field now, and then there's two on a stick.
Let's just put the balls in the basket.
Sounds like a plan. Goblins to victory! And so I would like to grab the basket and rush it towards my friend here with the kebab of hobgoblin heads.
All right. Roll for it.
Why should I roll to just pick up a basket?
You're goblins? You're shit at things?
Well, I got a 6!
So you do it perfectly. And what happens next?
I blow the whistle. 2 points!
Roll to convince the crowd.
2 heads went in the basket.
Oh, 2 heads did go in the basket. Yeah, you're right. That's 2 points. So there's a third head.
I'll pick up the hub.
Okay.
I'll keep the hub. I don't use my hands.
All right.
I'll kick it towards the basket.
Roll for that.
Yep. Oh, dear. That's a 2.
That is a 2.
Plus, no. Nothing.
Nope. So you kick it, and it binks off, and it hits the giant replacement baby.
No!
Oh, no!
And it knocks the baby over, and as the baby rolls off, that orc stands up, the orc with the hoop. And he uses it to just smack you clean across the face.
I thought I had the hoop.
Oh, you took the hoop.
I
apologize.
The hoop.
I apologize. You took the hoop. Never mind. He just bitch slaps you across the face. No hoop.
Okay.
Can we just step backwards and then put the two again?
At this point, that orc is charging you, so it's going to be difficult. Uh-oh.
Hashtag weapon Bungo family gains a weapon. A gang of boys. They have. They are wolf boys. Woo, woo.
One.
Not a weapon. Well, you wait until they leave a scene and tell me if that is not giant mess they leave behind.
I shall allow it. Since we're getting close to the end, I think it's time for another misfortune. Yes. What shall we get? Oh, shit. This one is from Winston.exe. It says, it's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. The character gets smashed by some random dude who just happens to fall from the sky in a freak human rainstorm. The clouds begin, and down comes one giant body. Just... Do you have a D4 on you?
Yeah.
Can you roll that for me?
2.
Sorry,
time for another fight song!
So as it's falling, you sing, and once you're done singing, it falls on the Blix family.
Very well.
Wait, falls on who?
On Blix. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We gotta sing a song.
I thought you were looking at me.
Yes.
Who's going?
All right, everyone must participate in this song. Everyone gets at least a line or a verse. Let's go.
I am the chocolate man from Britain.
The chocolate man I am, the chocolate man I am, eat me.
I am not the chocolate man, the chocolate man from Britain.
I am the milkman from Chicago.
I hate you all. One more round!
Tra la 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 la! Ooh, look at that! It's a cherry farm! Y'all should let me leave the show!
La la la! Cherry farm, it really likes you.
Oh, God. The chocolate man!
Matt, come help!
The chocolate.
No, he's not playing.
Tag.
The chocolate man.
moved on. You missed your key. Yeah, we're on the cherry song now.
We're talking about cherries.
It's raining chocolate.
Hallelujah! It's raining chocolate. Yes,
I'm gonna lick it up. I'm gonna. Absolutely soaking hell.
Now I am satiated. The man falls from the sky.
The chocolate man.
The chocolate man.
Landing on blicks.
Yep.
Or sticks.
Oh, I hate chocolate. I was always a vanilla person.
And then I die.
A vanilla person.
Was that the last of your clutch?
Coming in with like the Xena like warrior call. It's Young! What happened here? Oh, no. I am the wife of Vix. All three of my children have fallen. What's going on? Goblins to victory?
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm bacon!
What's the current score?
Oh, man! We gotta get one more head in the basket, or we gotta kill two more orcs!
Where's that head?
What? The one you're pointing at? It's there!
Where's the basket?
In your hand.
Ow! Well, and I would actually like to chase after the third head, and then kind of belly flop and kind of catch it
okay,
in the basket.
Okay, so bringing the goal over the head?
Yes.
All right, roll for that.
And if it's out of the way, I might use my sword to skewer it.
You might.
Okay.
Do I roll two?
Yeah, if you're using your sword, we'll let it happen.
I have one and two.
You might want to take off your ear.
Oh, but
you're new.
My ear is itching.
I snap my fingers, and a loot crate appears, and out I pull the Walking Dead ear necklace that contains four ears on it, and hand it right to you.
I will let you use the necklace, but you're gonna roll a d6 to determine how many ears are on said necklace.
Roll a d20.
That's some bullshit. That is some serious fucking bullshit. You guys are making me sweat.
I rolled a d6 if you'd like me to go with that and say.
No, fuck it. You're using your 20 from your box that they gave you? Why the hell not? You got all the goddamn ears.
That was my second use of it.
All right.
All right, I'll re-roll again.
I think you got this.
A 6 and a 3.
Okay, you keeping it?
Should I just keep re-rolling? I can't tell you what six is. We've got 20 ears. You got 19 now.
5 and a 4.
All right, let's keep the 5 and the 4.
Okay, so 5 and a 4. You succeed. So you win the game. Yeah!
Yeah! Goblins victory at last.
Break out!
What?
You hear the wizard from on top of the giant tower. Just kind of sits up in his lazy boy, just chum, 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 chum. Takes his little orc foam finger, throws it down.
You are supposed to win!
What? Are you not entertained?
No!
Hey! Eat it, fucko!
Goblins! Destroy!
He flies down like M. Bison onto the field.
Did you not know you were fighting a god?
And he lands. Boom, boom.
I throw my lit cigarette on
him. Roll for it. I like it.
5.
Fuck. His robes catch on fire.
I throw my plunger in his face.
Roll for that.
2.
I don't know how you fuck this up.
He was on fire. He's gonna leave him alone.
So the plunger hits him, but because he's on fire, the rubber on the plunger melts, and he throws it back at you, and it just lands on your face. It melts directly through your flesh.
I'm dead.
I would like to use my unicorn eyelash and summon the Lord of Darkness.
I will allow it.
Blix. Are you not my most evil being?
Yes. I got a 4. Oh, should I just use another ear at this point?
Yeah, why not? You got a goddamn 20. Or what, 17, 17?
I got a 6. with 17 ears remaining on the table.
Is that you?
Listen, it's real hard with a voice like mine to do a curry.
Oh, Blix.
Yes.
It's got like random pauses.
Yes.
All right.
Your most loyal and darkest servant.
You are
blacker
not
than blackest
wrong.
Witch.
What?
We destroyed these orcs today.
Good
spreading
work.
Your evil. And now, there's someone dare challenge you.
He just looks down. Reaches down with his big old black nail polish hand and just picks up the wizard and pops him like a grape.
See you later, Blix.
Can I try to catch the guts in the bag?
You collect them. It's just like, it's like Mr. Game and Watch of guts. You just... All right, that's it. We did it! Congratulations, goblins! I didn't think you stood a fucking chance, to be honest. Well, I guess, all right, well, go around the table and reintroduce yourselves and everything you did. No?
We're not supposed to do that!
No, never mind, fuck that shit.
We don't do that anymore here.
I just meant, like, who you were as players. Just your names? Can we not do that? We're not
doing that? Carl, Marcus, and Bacon.
Yes.
I was the Blix family, starting with Blix, then Glix, Click, Sticks, and then Eog!
I was Uni, Krusty, and Loutcrate.
And Loutcrate.
And I was Manster, I was Munkle, I was Beef Manster, and then Half. And then Aldo.
And I have been Cucumber, the poor fool stuck running this game. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you so much for supporting Hyper RPG and this show. We're trying something new with Perception Check, obviously. This wasn't D&D, this was a new system, and that's what we're gonna try to do from here on out, bring you new fun games and all the good stuff. I'm supposed to read a whole thing, aren't I?
Yeah.
Where
tomorrow.
Did that start? Huh?
What's happening tomorrow?
What's happening tomorrow? Tomorrow, be sure to tune in for a game of Pacifist D&D with the Hyper Crew as players and GM Eric Reithart. A gang of heroes use their words to persuade the bad guys to calm down. That'll be 6 p.m. Pacific time. Ooh. And then am I going to roll down and thank all the peoples, or is that coming up somewhere else? Matt? Matt's going to be right back with that.
And also, 10 Candles was before this, if you missed it.
Yeah, 10 Candles is awesome. I've been on it. It's super, super duper fun, and that's probably the only time I get to play a game seriously, and I enjoy that very much.
This was a serious game.
Yeah, you know,
very
we were moved,
serious.
We cried, we saw love on the back of a badger. Yeah. It's beautiful. Something to tell the children about.
Yeah. The wed and bedding of a giant man.
Oh, Phil the Hobgoblin.
The wed, bed, and beheading.
Ah.
Oh. Nice. I love that. That's great.
I don't know. He ran off to find something out.
Matt literally went like this and ran behind the wall.
He was like, 1 minute, and then he started the car.
That's what you want. You want the comedic movie cut where suddenly he's like driving and sweating, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, Matt's back. Thank God.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey,
man. Welcome behind the DM screen. How do you like it back here?
It's all the secrets. Wow, it's it's very elaborate over here.
I know. I planned a lot. I didn't get to use it all, but for next time.
For next time.
Go Mike Tyson on Matt!
Does he get to roll again now?
You can rip off that lucky ear of yours there, buddy.
It is lucky. Please stop.
Tell him,
guys. Thank
tell
you so much for helping out tonight, for everything you're doing to help keep the lights on here, Hyper RPG, guys. We can do it without you. We're literally here because of you guys. Thanks for being here. I'm just going to go through and acknowledge every single person really quick who contributed, either if you're a sub or if you're resubbed or if you contributed. So
I'll help. Let's alternate.
Yeah, let's alternate. Let's alternate. Where we at? All right, here we go. So, first off, 37, Shadow Master. Yes! Hey! Let's all give it like a snap. Like, how about like a little snap? Yeah.
Are you making fun of me?
Let's all just
snap. Oh, snap! Yeah. I'll just say it.
Uberbaldi.
Hey!
Judgment, Judgment Dolores Shepherd.
Yeah!
Uberbaldi again.
I thought we were taking turns.
Oh.
Apple knees.
Yes. Verge DX.
Jay Pistoli. Snap.
Giant Replacement Baby.
Snap. Arsenal Roy 2K. Snap.
37 Shadow Master.
Snap. Silver 10. Snap. Time Aurora. Snap. Game Master and. Snap. Chrono Crash. Snap. Verge DX. Snap. Chrono Crash again. Snap. Dutch Teddy. Snap. Dutch Teddy again. Snap. Uber Baldi. Snap.
Wow, that was great. That was great. Guys, thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow with Passive D&D. We'll try not to kill anyone. We have to. It's part of the rules. So. Yeah. Doc, thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It's
Make
always
sure to check
a pleasure.
Out that Loot Crate, guys. In the links, the mod will provide it there. Go check it out. It's really, really,
it's really
cool.
Good. It's really good this month.
Yeah. It's always really good. This month especially. So go check it out, guys.
Never know when you need a necklace of ears.
This is very true.
God damn it.
And of course, it reflects very well of the teamwork we showed here today.
Aw, you're adorable.
Aww.
You're adorable.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.